Obviously, I was disappointed. But like I said in my statement yesterday, I respect Coach Pettine and his decision, and it's his to be made. It's not mine. So, obviously, to start 13 games, you don't want to be told with 3 games left that, it's being taken away from you. So, disappointed. It hurts. But like I said, I'll be here to support Johnny. And I think, for some reason, there's this misconception that Johnny and I don't get along. And we were joking about it the other day. Like, I like Johnny. Johnny's a good guy. This is just the situation we're in. So I will be there to support him, any questions he has, And in the same sense, I'll be ready to play too, because you're only one play away. I've been in this position before, and so I'll stay prepared. Yeah, it's tough. I mean, any quarterback who plays in this league wants to start, and when you've been starting for 13 weeks, that's not what you want to go do. So it's disappointing, and you definitely have to take the right mindset to it and go out and do your job. I mean, that's what I'm here to do, and that's to help this team in any way I can. I try not to think about it. You just try to go out and play, and, things just didn't work out. We weren't executing, and, like I said before, the greatest thing about this sport is it's a team game. Not all the blame goes on one person, and for the past 3 or 4 weeks, we just haven't executed. And, it's a team sport. And I know being the quarterback, you get more of the blame than other people. And that's, it's the job I signed up for. So I understand that. Well, I think, we've seen Johnny play in the preseason. We've seen when he played before. I mean, he and I are different types of players in that regard. I'm not as mobile as he is. So, not to give anything away, but I think we all know the type of player that Johnny is. Yeah, I mean, Josh and I have a good relationship. I just this past Saturday after our meeting, I sat down with him. We went over every play that he had in practice. And I think, the thing with Josh is just the lack of repetition and not being able to be around. I think, I don't think that he's not playing as hard for me as he will on Sunday. I mean, it's just taking him time to catch up to where everybody else is. And unfortunately, we're going through that in games. It's not just in practice or in OTAs or training camps and that type of thing. So I don't think there's any merit to any of that. I'm not concerned about that. Like I said, I have to be ready to play. That's just the nature of this business. So for me, my main concern right now is doing whatever I can to help this team win, whether it's giving a good look on the scout team or helping Johnny prepare. And if he sees something that he's not sure about and he comes to ask me, then that's what my job is to do. So, I'm worried. I'm taking it one day at a time and 1 week at a time. So that's just my concern at this moment. I mean, I don't want anyone to feel sorry for me. I got to live out a childhood dream, and it's not over. There's still a chance that I do play for this team. And I'm proud of what we accomplished when I played quarterback for this team, and you never know what's going to happen. So, like I said, right now it's just day-to-day and trying to help in any way I can. Yeah, I mean, like any rookie, I mean, when you come into this league, it's not college anymore, and you're learning a new system just like anybody else, and he's done a good job of, learning it and now get a chance to go execute it. Yeah, I mean, that's out of my control, so the decision's been made. There's no going back. I mean, for me, like I said, it's about doing what I can to help this team win and taking it one day at a time. I'm not really, I can't think about that right now. I'm sure in the offseason I'll sit down with my family, my agent, decide what's best for me. And I think that's what it'll come down to, what's best for my career and what's best for my family. So, you never rule anything out. I mean, obviously, I'm from here. I love being here. But I think, you have to weigh everything when you make a decision like that, and that decision is going to be made a long time from now. So I'm worried about preparing for the Bengals without really taking any reps. I mean, the good thing is I played against them before, so if I do have to play, it's not something that I'm unfamiliar with. Yeah, anybody who plays, or not even anybody who plays, anybody who's in this league at this position wants to play, and now having played for 13 games plus 3 last year, I know what it takes to play in this league, and that's what like I said, that's what you base your decision off of. I don't know, how things will play out. You never know what's going to happen. No, I don't think so. I think it was just, I mean, it's football. It's, sometimes the ball bounces the wrong way, and sometimes, the other team's good too, and they make plays. I think, we just had a few, rough games, and that's what happened. I mean, that's not something I think about, especially when I'm out there playing. It's the furthest thing from my mind. I'm thinking, is it cover 3 or is it cover 2? That I don't think had anything to do with it. Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, we won the game 3 weeks ago. So we were one play away from, winning the game last week. That's without a doubt. Yeah, I mean, Johnny's a good football player. You don't win the Heisman Trophy as a freshman for not being a good football player. You don't get drafted in the first round if you're not a good football player. So, it'll be good for him to get to practice, this week and then get a chance to go out and play. I mean, I don't know, I can't predict, how, if you would ask me last week, are we going to beat the Colts, I would have said yeah. But, so I think, he's definitely improved from, training camp and throughout the year, and now he'll finally get a chance to go out and play.